Oh, okay. Hi, this is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Do you know how to get here?
No, Paul was saying you were going to go over to the copper pots and bang them together because I want to make sure they're real copper.
Oh, they're real copper.
Yeah,
they're from
yeah.
France.
So that's why he was saying you were going to go over there and bang them together.
You want to do that?
Yeah. If you could just bang them together over the phone and I'll just hear if they're real or not.
Oh, over the phone?
Yeah, I want to make sure it's not synthetic copper.
Okay, they're hanging, so let me see if I can reach them. How can I get... Maybe I can get the step stool.
Yeah, don't fall.
I'm kind of short, so let me get the
step
stool.
You're wearing shorts?
And they're also extremely heavy.
Oh.
They're very heavy for pants. Well, pants these days.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not from Walmart.
Well, that's a good sign. It's probably real copper. It's not synthetic copper.
Oh, yeah, they're really heavy. The big skillet, I would have trouble actually pouring anything out of it because, you know, like pouring grease off or something because it's so heavy.
You're weak.
Let me see. Let me get the stool here.
You're a weak woman.
Huh?
Yeah, sounds heavy.
Let's see.
Yeah, can you really bang them together? Like really just bang, bang, bang.
Let me take them down. I'll have to take them down.
Okay.
Let me see.
Like two of the copper ones.
Does that do it?
Well, you didn't really bang them together. You got to really bang, like you're playing the cymbals and like sing a song.
I did that.
No, that was like really weak.
Damn. I sound like a bell.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Not. Whoa. Can we sing songs while you do it? Like sing.
I beg your pardon?
Like, do you know Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Like sing that and like bang the pans to the beat of the music.
I can't sing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll sing with you. We'll sing together.
I can't sing.
We'll sing together. It'll be fine.
Joy to the world. North has come.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. That was awful.
I told you I can't sing.
God.
I don't sing. Neither does my son. Anyway,
can we try again?
They're sick. They're sick. You know, they're sick.
Okay.
But you can't hear them? Let me put the phone up by them.
Yeah, it sounds real.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. So can we just... I've got a device hooked up to the phone. I'm measuring the frequency that the bangs make to make sure it's real copper. Can you just do like...
Well, it is real copper. It's been tinned. We've had it re-tinned.
Can you do one grand finale? Just like bang them as hard as you can. Just...
No, I am not going to dent these things. I'm not going to ruin them. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to destroy these by banging them together.
No, I don't want you to destroy it. Can you...
You want me to hit them as hard as I can? That will not be good for the pans. They're perfectly solid, but I mean, banging them together, that's inappropriate.
Okay, instead, like, just hold one by the handle and throw it as hard as you can across the room.
Throw it? Uh-uh. No, I'm not going to damage the house either.
Throw it on the ground.
What is it you want to know, for Pete's sake?
Throw it on the ground, just really, really hard.
No, I'm not going to do that. To our wood floors, I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that?
Well, you guys are moving. Who cares about the fucking floors?
Who cares about the fucking floors? Well, me, the new owners, I care about the fucking floors.
Well,
they're wood floors. You want me to drop this on the floor?
No, throw it at the floor.
How's that?
Do it again.
But the floor is a dent.
Do it again.
By the way. Did you hear it?
Yes, but do it again. I wasn't recording.
Look, I can swear on 10,000 Bibles to you that these are real copper. We've had them re-tinned at least once, if not twice.
Oh.
So you don't re-tin non-real copper pans, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't re-tin non-copper pans. That'd be stupid.
And these have been re-tinned. They are somewhat dusty, I see, but they're fine. God, I don't...
can you sing Joy to the World while you throw pans at the floor?
No, I cannot.
Please?
I'm not going to throw pans at the floor. Our floors dent, and they aren't replaceable. They're wood floors. We've sold them, and we have a contract to maintain the house as it was purchased. Sing joy to the world, the Lord has come. Okay, did that help in any way? It's not helping me.
Can you use the
handles are made out of brass, I guess. The handles are very heavy.
Yeah, do symbols again, but use the phone as one of the symbols.
What?
Use your phone as one of the symbols. You know, bang
symbols?
The
symbols. What do you mean by a symbol?
Bang the
phone. Throw the phone to the floor?
No. Yes.
What?
Yes, please.
I'm not going to throw the phone at the floor. It falls apart. I've done this before. It falls apart.
No, I was saying, can you, like, play cymbals again, but instead of using a pan as one of the cymbals?
Oh, cymbals? You mean putting the pans together?
Yeah, but instead of two pans together, use one pan and the phone and bang those together.
That?
Yes, but again.
No matter where I go, it's me and the Snowplow Show. RBC be coming at you live, show after show. You don't know who I'm is or who he are. And he dinged your car. I'm a phone freak, here to test your mental. So on the count of three, hang up the phone because I said so. I'll twist your mind up like a pretzel. This is the podcast for the pranksters. But don't call us heroes, just call us hobos. Just call us hobos. Call me back at 420-6969. Alright.
Thank you, Rico Rocks, for that intro song.
Whoa. Thanks to the Phone Losers of America, under one cactus, in Roycipius we confuse.
There was an extra part in there. Hey everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 586, and it's brought to you by Economy Lunch, Billy S., Raiden Digital, Amanda D., and Mr. John. Those are some of the supporters who support the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers and the other various things that you can support the show on. Welcome new supporters of the show like Gregory S. and Recreational Fun 710. Those are a couple of new people who've signed up in the last couple of weeks. If you're a supporter of the show, you get to hear lots of amazing secret shows that everyone else doesn't get to hear, so you feel like a really important person. Like, just 2 days ago, on Wednesday, I did a hobo-sode, and I got to argue with this lady.
He went through the army with that name. He attended college with that name. No, it's not silly. You're the silly one.
No, ma'am, I am not silly.
Well, I'm not silly either, and my son's name is not silly. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a little silly to say that you're...
No, it's not silly.
And then later in the show, Carol got to argue with this guy.
Carol?
You better...
What's your telephone number, Carol?
And the name Carol better not show up on your phone bill next month or something.
Sure. What's your name, Carol?
My name is Carol. Stupid.
What's your phone number, Carol?
Oh, thank you for apologizing. Can you also apologize for calling me retarded?
What's your phone number, Carol?
Just look on your caller ID. It's right there.
I don't have caller ID on this phone. What's your phone number, Carol?
Why not? Can't you afford it?
Carol, what's your phone number?
They were both really awesome people. That's probably one of my most favorite hobo-sodes in a while now. So if you want to hear those entire calls, be sure to go to patreon.com/phonelosers and support the show. It's just $5 a month for an extra show every single week and access to the archive of over 200 shows. I've also been ordered to give a shout-out to Mahomes is God. He's a new Patreon. I think maybe I forgot to, you know, welcome him to the show, and he yelled at me for it. He reprimanded me. So I'm sorry, Mahomes is Godded, however you pronounce your weird name. Thanks for being a supporter of the show. Only 1 week, everyone, until a PLA meetup in Portland, Oregon. A very small meetup, probably a very short meetup. Don't get your hopes up for this meetup. It's going to be on October 19th. at the Oregon Convention Center. It's at the Retro Gaming Expo. And probably, for the most part, it's just going to be me and King Richard sitting at a table awkwardly and wondering why nobody else is here. So I'll have a link to that in the show notes if you're in the Portland area and would like to visit. Could be fun. Who knows?
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name, Bob. Last name is... Dr. David. We had a baby pizza boy.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob. We had a baby pizza boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that, dear?
Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy.
Oh.
Don't cheat the phone company. Save money the legal way. Call GEICO. A 15-minute call could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I've got a list here from Depressed Mashed Potatoes. By the way, Depressed Mashed Potatoes, didn't you send me a list of elevator numbers recently? I worked on those a little bit. I really want to do some stuff with elevator phones, and I will soon, I promise. I think that was you. That might have been someone else. I don't know. But anyway, Depressed Mashed Potatoes sent me another list that says, "Hey Roy, here's a list of goat farmers. My landlord is actually on the list as well. Her name is..." Well, maybe I shouldn't say her name. "I think she gets annoyed easily from what I can tell of her. Have fun if you use this list and keep up the amazing work. You make my down days way better." Thanks, Depressed Mashed Potatoes. You know, speaking of down days, I was just on the PLA Facebook group, and a couple of comments on there cracked me up, like they always do. Natasha posted, "Do y'all listen to the Snowplow Show when you're having a shitty time? Brad's motherfuckery just makes you feel better." Thank you, Brad, and you're welcome, Natasha. But I like this comment from Cameron. He says, "Brad tells my depression in the background to shut the fuck up." That one made me LOL. Ian says, "Yeah, Brad comes over to my PTSD's house and gives that fucker an upper decker." That's awesome. You guys make depression hilarious. Anyway, yeah, this is a fairly large list of goat farmers. Let's give some of them a call.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Brown?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up here in space.
You're right.
Oh, no, I'm completely serious, ma'am. I'm calling about your goats.
Okay.
We're going to be beaming down some these high-intensity, powerful microwaves down at your goats here in a few minutes.
Why?
It's just an experiment we're doing.
Don't experiment on my goats.
Oh, no, it's not like that. You know, it's nothing to worry about. It's completely safe. But you're going to notice some acting kind of erratically, the kind of strange behavior here for the next hour or so. And I just didn't want you to worry.
Okay, give me a contact number.
Okay, sure. It's 866-420-6969.
And I'm speaking to who?
My name's Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton.
The last name is Pendleton?
Uh-huh, yep. P-E-N-D-L-E-T-O-N. And we're going to be starting here in about 10 minutes, just so you know. So you're just going to see the goats. They're going to be marching in, like, kind of in formations and doing patterns and stuff. We're basically going to be controlling them, controlling their minds.
I don't want you to do that.
Why not?
Because I have no clue what's going on.
Oh yeah, no, it's nothing to be afraid of, ma'am. It's just science. It's fine.
Okay, so if I have a dead goat here, I'm telling you, these goats, some of these goats are worth several thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah. No, no, nothing's going to happen to them. That's just not possible. It's simply mind control. It's a form of, they're just beaming down microwaves. It's going to affect their emotions and where they decide to go. So you're going to see them kind of walking around in patterns. You'll notice very distinct patterns that they'll be walking in. Like, all together in formation.
What service are you with?
I'm sorry, what?
What service are you with?
Well, I'm actually an astronaut. I'm here on the International Space Station. We're using one of our new satellites to beam the microwaves down into your fields.
Okay, you said you're a lieutenant. What is your service? Is this with...
Well, I'm an astronaut.
Army, Navy...
Oh, I'm
okay,
original.
So you're NASA?
Yeah, NASA. And it's just an experiment we're doing alongside the Chinese government.
Okay, and Lieutenant, what's your first name?
Tuck. T-U-C-K. And, yeah, just, you know, you can keep the goats outside. It's completely safe. It's nothing to worry about.
Alrighty.
But you will be noticing them just kind of walking in formation together as if they share like a single hive mind. And it'll be an hour tops that we're going to be doing this.
Okay.
Okay. But it's nothing to worry about. You know, like none of the goats are going to die. It's nothing like that.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm telling you, it's nothing to worry about. You might want to stay off of the field yourself because you might start marching with the goats. I'm serious, man.
So you're not going to walk them into the river or something like that, right?
Oh, no. We're watching from up here. We're keeping a close eye on them. We're just doing it as we're passing overhead in orbit.
But if you stop, if they start doing something weird, you can stop and they'll go right back to normal?
Oh, yeah. It'll, we just shut off the switch and they're immediately back to themselves. But, like, for the time being, they're going to be sharing kind of a hive mind. And if you get in there with them, you'll basically see everything in their minds. You know, you'll be a part of them for the time.
What about my guardian dogs out there?
Oh, yeah, they might be walking right alongside with the goats. It's very possible.
Is it going to change their disposition where they might attack a goat?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It'll make them actually feel more a part of the goats. Like, they'll probably be friendlier to the goats after that because they'll have, like, an understanding of, you know, how the goats feel and everything.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yep, that's science for you.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much, ma'am. You have a nice night. A nice day, I mean. Sorry, it's nighttime up here.
What was that?
Who's that? Is that... Oh, man. I wanted to talk to that husband. Here, let me try her right back. Just so I might get to talk.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry to call you back. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton again.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have sprinklers out there running, are you? Like where the goats are?
No, but they're... is being flooded right now with irrigation water.
Okay, well, no, that's fine, just as long as it's not up in the air, because that'll throw off the microwave beams, will go sideways and start hitting the houses and stuff. We don't want that.
Okay. I'd love to read about this experiment somewhere.
Oh, yeah, take video. Like, you can, send it into the news or something. It's going to be very strange the way they're going to be acting.
Okay, I'm going to be on the road here in about a minute.
Oh, okay.
So I won't be able to watch him.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. You're going to miss it.
So tell me, how did you get my number? How did you know my number to call?
Oh, we've got access to the internet up here in the space station. I just looked it up.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.
Well, she seems to believe it. I was just kind of hoping that the husband would demand to be put on the phone with me.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up here in space.
You're funny.
No, I'm completely serious, ma'am. I'm calling about your goats.
Okay.
We're going to be doing an experiment here in a minute regarding the goats. We're beaming down some high-intensity, powerful microwaves. Okay, that's a no on that one. You know, I think the problem with this is I haven't turned on my filter thing.
So I sound like I'm calling from space. That's the only reason they're not believing me. Gotta have my space filter on. Now it's gonna work for sure.
Hi, this is Crystal.
Oh, hi, Crystal?
Yeah.
This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you actually from the International Space Station up here in space.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be trying a thing. We're doing kind of an experiment up here. It's going to be with your goats. Are your goats are out in the field currently?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. I just wanted to make sure we're getting ready to pass overhead in orbit here in a minute. And we're going to be just beaming down some microwaves. It's going to be kind of interfering with the goat's muscles and controlling where they go and how fast.
Who is this?
I'm sorry?
Who is this for real?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious, ma'am. My name is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm a astronaut here in the International Space Station. We're doing this experiment with the Chinese government.
So how did you get this number?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How did you get this number?
We're with NASA. They can get pretty much anything they want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they can do anything they want.
Pretty much, that's right. The government.
Okay.
So, we just didn't want you to be concerned with, how the goats were behaving or anything. They're going to probably start to run at, like, a speed that you normally don't see with goats.
Oh, so it makes them fast, too?
Yeah, well, it kind of
awesome.
Takes hold of their muscles and makes them move however we want.
Well, shouldn't I be getting some sort of compensation for this if you're researching on my very expensive show goat?
Oh, no, it's not going to hurt him or anything. It's all for the greater good. It's just, thanks for being American, basically.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Let me know how it works out.
Oh, uh-huh. I mean, just go out there and keep an eye on him. You'll see. It shouldn't last more than an hour,
I'm
though.
I'm not home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'm not home, so if there's any dead, I got your number. I can call you back.
Why does everyone say that? We're not going to kill any goats. It's completely safe, ma'am.
Well, you said you're affecting their muscles. They're a meat goat. So what is that going to be, the overall effect of that?
It's just going to tire them out a little bit. They're going to run really fast. We're going to make them run in certain directions and formations and stuff. So it's not a big deal.
So what if they have a heart attack?
They're not going to have a heart attack. You're being paranoid, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, you got microwaves. Maybe I should be wearing, like, an alien helmet or something.
No, you said you're not even home. No, don't. You're being ridiculous, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, have fun.
All right, thank
Good
you.
Luck with your experience.
Thank you so much for giving us permission. Goodbye.
I didn't give you permission.
Bye. I am completely wasting these numbers on a dumb premise that's not going to work.
Hello.
Hello, Carol?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm a astronaut up here on the International Space Station. I'm actually calling you from space.
Okay.
And I have kind of a problem.
What would you like me to do?
Well, you have those goats, right? Is that your field? I'm looking down from the International Space Station. I see a field with goats.
Yes, I have goats.
Okay, I was doing a spacewalk a little bit ago, and I dropped my my wrench, and it landed in your field, and your goats are kind of crowded around it. Do you see them out there? They're, like, crowded around in one spot.
Yeah, okay, I can see them.
Okay, do you see where they're all kind of standing by?
Mm-hmm.
My space wrench is, like, right in the middle of where they are. Can you go ahead and just grab that for me? You'll want to bring, like, like an oven mitt or something. It's really hot from the reentry.
Okay, sure, I can do that.
Okay, well, can you do it right now? Can you do it while we're on the phone?
No, I can't.
Well, it's a very, like, ma'am, this is like a $1 million wrench.
Okay, well, I understand. You got it pinpointed. When you get back, you can come and get it. I can't go get it now.
Why can't you go and get it? What are you doing? Carol.
What?
What are you doing that's so important? This is like a NASA spacewalk mission, and you're messing...
Well, send Donald. Let him get it.
Who the fuck's Donald? Donald doesn't work here.
You have the wrong number.
No, I don't. You have the goats. What if I tell him I'm going to set the entire field on fire? Just instantly, it's going to go up into flames. It's going to be amazing. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it? That's what I should do. Maybe I could levitate their barn? I don't know.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, is this Zach?
Yeah, this is Zach.
Oh, hey, Zach. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station. I'm actually up here in space right now. I'm an astronaut.
Okay.
And we're doing an experiment today with your goats. Are your goats out in the field?
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Your Again, I apologize for being rude when you called. So what are you saying now?
Oh, we've got this high-powered antenna aimed directly at your field, and we're going to be just showering the goats with microwave energy.
No, you're not going to do that. That doesn't sound good.
Oh no, it's completely safe, sir. There's nothing to worry about. We've done this before. We've done it with horses actually, but we're going to try it with goats today.
Okay, my goats are pregnant, so I don't need them stirred up any way, shape, or form?
No, these are just microwaves. These aren't anything that's going to hurt anything, okay?
Okay, so what are you trying to do? I'm sorry.
We're going to actually be able to control their movements from up here. So they'll be walking around in weird formations.
Their movements.
Yeah, like patterns and stuff. You'll see them all. We're basically using a computer up here to control where they all move to. Think like a marching band at a halftime show, you know, where they can make all the different patterns and stuff like that. All of your goats are going to be doing that here in a few minutes. And it's completely safe. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a thing, you know, it's a thing we're trying along with the Chinese government. We're just attempting to...
Yeah, so I would prefer that you not move my goats in any way, shape, or form. And if you do, I mean, I'm not sure how I could stop that from happening.
Oh, you don't want to go out there because then you'll start to actually move yourself. Like you'll be kind of one of the goats.
Yeah, this is nonsense.
No,
so
it's not.
I don't know who you are or what you're even talking about.
Sir,
it's nonsense.
No, we're going to be starting in about 10 minutes. You'll see. It's a completely legitimate NASA experiment. It's just like
you are. Yeah, I hear you. I don't. There's no way, shape, or form. But please do not move my goats. They have valuable embryos in them. I don't need those goats moved.
Okay.
So if you could move on up the road, there's plenty of animals out there. That you could move on to.
We set the coordinates yesterday, and it's going to start in about looks like 7 minutes as we're passing over your house in orbit. Like we've got the coordinates locked in on your land.
And
we don't have any other options. No, I don't need anything. I just didn't want you to worry when you saw your goats behaving erratically.
Okay.
But like
it's nonsense. I would prefer you not move my goats, and I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Okay.
But yeah, just please do not move my goats.
Okay,
that would be appreciated.
All right, and it's not nonsense, sir. It's science. You know, it's like a legit thing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sounds good.
Look it up.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
If he's so sure that it's nonsense, why is he telling me not to move the goats? Why is he so concerned with me moving his goats? He does not make sense at all.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Phil?
It is.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling from the International Space Station. I'm a astronaut. My name's Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton.
And I'm calling from who?
I'm calling from the International Space Station. It's up here in space. We're orbiting the Earth. We're just about over your house right now.
Okay.
And we're trying this thing. We've this is so hard to explain. I'm sorry. I've got to do this quickly. We've got this zeroed in on an item in your field there. It looks, from this angle, I think it's a basketball hoop. Like, that's like a freestanding one, right? It's not, like, in the ground.
Okay.
We're going to be lifting that up off of the ground here in a few minutes. We're using a tractor beam. And I just didn't want you to be concerned when you saw it going up into the air.
Okay.
So
I'm not near it, so whatever.
Okay, is there anything parked around it?
I don't know.
As far as we can tell, it's just out there by itself, and it's not in the ground, right? It's like it's one that you can roll around.
We do own one of those, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, we're locked in on that right now. You're gonna start to. There's trees on either side of it, kind of. You're gonna start to see the limbs are gonna shake violently. They're probably gonna lose most of their leaves. So I just don't want you to be concerned when you see all this happening.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and it's going to lift up into the air about 20 feet, and we're just going to hold it there as we pass overhead in orbit, and we'll try our best to lower it back down gently, but we might drop it, because this is kind of a new thing we're doing.
Okay.
And you don't have... Oh, he hung up. I don't think he was buying it. I should call him back in 10 minutes and be like, oh no, our coordinates were off. All of your goats are in the air. This one had a website on it, so I looked on their website and looked for things around their property. They have a bunch of pictures up, and there's a basketball hoop there, right in between the two trees that are getting ready to shake violently.
Hello.
Hello, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm a astronaut here in the International Space Station. I'm calling you from space right now.
Huh?
I'm calling you from space right now. I'm on the International Space Station. We're in orbit directly above your house. I'm calling about your goats.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this experiment here in just a minute. We're going to be beaming down microwaves, like through a satellite. And we're going to be actually controlling the goats' movements. It's just Yeah, it's just going to last for maybe an hour.
Oh, are you?
Correct, yes. And just we didn't want you to be concerned about the erratic movements or behavior of the goats as we're doing this. It probably won't even last 45 minutes.
Right. So you're just going to beam something down on them to make them have erratic movements?
Yeah, it's going to control their muscles.
Oh, it is?
Correct. So, just so you know, just don't be concerned about that. It won't last very long.
Yeah, and is there a reason why you're doing that?
It's just it's an experiment we're doing. We're just with the Chinese government. Just, you know, something we're working on. We're doing a...
You just go around random. You just randomly shoot beams down at people's livestock?
Correct, yeah. We were doing cows... Last year, we're trying for smaller animals because we're, you know, refining the technology and getting more precise. And we're pretty sure we can do goats at this point.
How do you know that people approve if you did that?
Well, you know, it's government land, so we're allowed to.
Oh, my farm's government land?
Well, pretty much all land is government land. It's all, you know, you're just renting from the government. But
I am?
Correct, yes, you are.
What kind of wisecracker are you?
A wisecracker? I don't even know what that means. I'm an astronaut, sir. I'm just calling to let you know we're just going to be doing this very quick experiment. Non-invasive. It's not going to hurt the goats or anything.
I don't want to tell you, dude. Weirdest call I've ever gotten in my life. You do anything to my property, you'll regret it. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, well, we're not physically doing anything to your property. We're just going to control the goat's movements. You're just going
to move. If you do anything to my animals, you need to move on and find a different farm. You do anything to my animals, you're going to regret it. That's all I can tell you.
No, we
won't like it.
We already mapped out
you're fucking with an old school dude here. Old man, that will fuck a nigger up.
Whoa, hey.
Suggest you move on down the road.
No reason to be like that, sir. We've already mapped out your land, though, and we've got the coordinates locked in. It's going to start in about 10 minutes. There's no going back at this point. I'm just calling to let you know not to be worried about it. You know, don't be concerned. It's completely normal. We do this stuff all the time.
But don't be concerned when you're in the hospital. It's completely normal.
Okay, good luck driving up here to the International Space Station. He sounded like he did not believe me one bit at the beginning, but then, next thing you know, I'm getting threatened. And you know, just for him talking like that to me, I'm gonna pick up some of his goats and just fly him through the windows of his house. Bust him right through the windows. Take that, asshole.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Denise?
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station. We're in orbit.
Yeah, I'm getting trying to gas.
Oh, are you? Okay, well, we're above your house right now. We're going to be trying something here with your goats in a few minutes. Is there anybody home right now?
What was you doing? What with my goats?
Well, I'm calling you from... we're in orbit over your house. You know, I'm on the International Space Station. I'm an astronaut.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to be...
Are you in the building? Huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're over our goat?
Yeah, we're going to be... We've got an antenna on the bottom of the space station. We're going to be beaming down microwaves at the goats, and we're going to be able to control their movements a little bit.
What do you mean control my goat's movements?
You know, we'll make them kind of just move around in formation and run really fast. There's no guarantee about the, holding it together vertically. We might actually make them fly a little bit, but it won't be very high because we don't have enough power yet.
Who is this?
My name's Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm with the International Space Station.
But I don't want anything flying over my goats. I didn't startle them right there. I just put embryos in, and that costs a lot of money. Y'all don't be flying over my goats. I don't want any of that stuff startling my goats.
No,
I just turned around and spent $10,000 putting embryos in those things. Uh-uh.
Okay, ma'am, I don't think you understand. We're going to be making the goats move around. Like, we're going to be able to control their movements. Like, the microwaves kind of latch onto their muscles.
No, I just put embryos in those goats. You can't do that. No.
It's completely safe. We've done this with cattle. We've done this with horses. It's
I don't care. I just got done flushing 3 days with these goats. No. That is not authorized.
Okay,
those are mine. That is private property.
It's technically government land. The government owns all the property that you're renting.
I'm paying for the land. You guys don't own the land. Don't be messing with my goats.
You're just paying the government rent. But no, we're getting off topic here. I'm not going to make anything fly over your goats. It's just that when we control their movements, we may actually fly them up into the air a little bit. But we'll land them gently if we do. So it's nothing to worry about. We know what we're doing. We've been doing this for about 2 years now.
Excuse me? Just a second, please.
Okay.
Hello?
I don't think she's taking this seriously, sir. We're beaming down microwave energy at the goats, and we're going to be able to control their movements. I didn't say we were going to make them fly. I'm just saying... That we may have trouble just kind of keeping it together vertically just because of the curvature of the Earth. And he hung up. I think he understands science better than I do. So did she not believe me at all, or was she just in hysterics or something? I'm not really sure. Hopefully, though, they'll rush home to make sure their goats aren't flying around.
You have reached the voicemail.
Unfortunately, I think...
That's my last person that's going to pick up. I've got a list of maybe 5 people here that never picked up for me. I'll have to try them maybe later in the night or something. So I think that might be it for this episode. I do want to try one lady back, though. I want to call back Carol. She's the one who I told that I dropped my space wrench in the middle of her goat field. She was mainly just annoyed with me.
Hello,
Carol?
Yes.
Hey, Carol, this is Nancy. I'm with NASA.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Pretty good. I understand you're in possession of one of our space wrenches.
I haven't quite found it yet, but I'm looking.
Okay. Have you been out in the field looking for it then?
My son-in-law and the neighbors are out there looking now.
Okay, that's great. If you find it, you may want to wear an oven mitt, because it's probably still really hot.
Well, I think it's been long enough. It ought to be cooled down by now.
Oh, no, this is space heat. Space heat lasts much longer than regular heat on Earth.
Oh, okay.
But
if they can find it, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, yeah, we might have to send a team out there to look for it if you can't find it, because... if you do find it, don't put it on eBay or anything, because that'll get you in trouble.
Okay, well, I would not recommend sending a team out here unless you tell me ahead of time, because we do have a few guns around here.
Okay,
and it's posted no trespassing.
Oh, well, no, they'll be in radiation suits, and those are bulletproof.
Okay.
But, don't be a criminal, ma'am. Don't be, putting them on eBay like that.
Okay.
You don't have to be like that. You don't have to be, you know, we might give you a reward or something, you know, like $20. This is like $1 million.
Oh, whoopee.
Yeah, this is.
You think I'd walk out there in that field for $20? I got news for
you. Well, you said you'd been out there, like, searching, right?
Okay. Now, I've got to go, so you have a good evening.
Okay, all right. Just, you know, like, if we see it on eBay, we know who did it. We're not stupid, ma'am.
Okay. That'll be fine. I have a fake ID. That'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We still know it's you.
Bye.
We know where it came from.
So now I'm confused. Did she really have people out there looking for it? Or is she just messing with me the whole time? I thought when I called her originally, she didn't believe me at all. But now the story changes, so I'm just confused.
Hey, it's Jackson Lotus calling from my phone.
Hey.
I wanted to ask, how come you don't really do any prank call suggestions from the Discord channel? Prank call Idea Factory on Discord. Yeah. I've seen some great stuff
that old
there.
Thing.
Hope it's just a gentle reminder to check out some of the ideas in that channel, because they are hilarious. Thanks, man.
Yeah, they are. I just kind of forgot about it. I do need to get back in there and do some more shows based on those ideas. I don't know if King Richard might be using some of those ideas for his show. Maybe. I don't know. I've always said that anybody that wants to use the ideas in that channel, just do it. But yeah, you're right. I should get back in there and use some of those ideas. I'll do that. I promise.
Hey, this is Corgi Wave Station. And I was just wondering if you have heard of laser microphones. You point this laser at, like, a window or, like, an object in a room, and you can pick up on the sound that you're pointing at. I don't know. It's a really interesting surveillance.
Sounds like witchcraft.
Tool. And I was just wondering if you've heard of it, or if you could give us any insight on it, or how to build one with parts from a toaster.
How the fuck would I know?
Thanks. Long-time fan of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know. Look up on the internet how to build one. I'm sure all the components you need are in any household toaster. I remember reading about those things back in the 90s in magazines and stuff, except back then we didn't all have lasers to play with, so we probably had to be rich to do it.
Hey, Brad, to answer your question about the exploding toilet catastrophe, it's called hydrojetting and or jet rotting. Look it up.
Oh, the toilet thing that happened to me is apparently called hydrojetting. Oh, wait, no, that's just something you can do to clear out pipes, I guess, maybe. I'm looking on Google. I guess you could do it on a larger scale, though. So was the city doing that then? Is that why my toilet exploded? Here's another voicemail from him.
Oh, and on that same subject, I was on a flight from San Diego to Chicago a couple of years ago. Looking out the window, I see this cool volcano-looking thing with an obvious lava trail. I got home and kind of did some research. Turns out it's called the SP Crater. And the reason it's called that is from the ground, it looks like a shit pot, toilet catastrophe with the lava coming out. So, yeah, look it up.
Okay, I'll look that up too. This guy is making me look shit up. It's like I'm getting homework. I didn't know there was an active volcano in the middle of the United States. But I'll just take your word on that one. I did look up hydrojetting. I think I've technically done that just on a smaller scale. You know, I like blow a can of compressed air through a drain to clear it out. It usually works. I think my toilet idea is completely sound, and maybe I should actually try that in my building. I thought you were telling me why my toilet once exploded. I'd like to know how to prevent that from ever happening again.
Hey, what's up, Arby? This is Rick calling from Detroit, Michigan. I just wanted to say thank you because a while back I emailed you about a song that you had on the end of your show, like a little rap song or something with Carol and other little auto-tune stuff that you did, sounded like a little Carl Sagan joint. Anyway, yeah. I emailed you and you sent them back to me pretty quickly, actually. And that was really you. And I just want to say thank you.
Anytime.
And keep the good work. All right. Peace out, Arby.
Yeah, I remember that. I sent you the Carol's Dabalina song from the World of Prank Calls show.
Big Moist.
Hey, Big Moist.
I just wanted to say you should really keep that lady's number, the crazy landlord who was so angry and just flipped out about everything.
Holy crap,
everything set her off, and she was just rude to begin, even when you weren't saying anything, like, weird or rude.
Yeah, I really should give her another call at least one more time. I remember her name. I'm sure I can search my email and try that again one of these days.
I wish you would have gotten a chance to bus climb her. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, any word or are you still thinking about doing the PLA vinyl anytime?
Of course
or is that
I am.
That's kind of out the window.
No,
just curious. I mean, I understand if you don't, but still would buy if you do that. All right, that's it. Bye.
Yeah, I was actually talking to somebody who knows a thing or two about vinyl just the other day about doing the PLA vinyl record, and I'm working on a new PLA album right now, which is themed after the Tenants from Hell calls. I'm just going to pick a bunch of those that are the very best ones and make an album out of those, and I'd really like to have that done by the end of this year, but we'll see if that actually happens. I only have 3 months. It shouldn't take that long. It's just like putting together an episode of World of Prank Calls, right? But I'll either wait to release it when I can do the vinyl, because I think I'm going to have to do the vinyl as a Kickstarter, because I can't imagine actually making any money off of this vinyl. I'm probably going to lose money, but maybe if I do a Kickstarter, I can break even. Because really, do any of you want to buy a vinyl? I've always wanted to make a vinyl record, but I'm kind of thinking that's just going to eat up a bunch of money that I'll never get back again. So we'll see how that goes. I'd say you can definitely expect vinyl at some point in 2020, hopefully as early as possible. I should have done it this year because I didn't do the coin Kickstarter this year. I could have done the vinyl thing instead. And I guess that means I'll probably end up doing two Kickstarters in 2020. But yeah, the record's being worked on. Another thing that's being worked on, like one of my old Patreon promises that I've never followed through on, is the PLA poster idea. And it is nearly finished. It's based on all of Nick Caesar's art, and it looks really amazing. I hate that I can't share it with you guys yet. I mean, I guess I could, but I'd rather just wait until the poster's ready to be put out. But it's basically done. I just want to put some final touches on it, and I'll probably be selling that on, you know, just one of those sites that does posters for you, you know, to automate the whole process so I don't have to do anything, and I'll give all the profits of that to Nick. Ideally, I could just get Nick to put this on a website of his own, and he could deal with it all. But that's two exciting things that are almost finished. Very, very close to being finished. I'm sure I'll get the poster done before the end of this year. It took a long time to make, but it is almost done. And it looks really great. I can't wait to share that with you guys.
Hi, Bradley.
Hey.
This is Dr. Tom Servo from the Discord server.
I've heard of you.
I might sound a little bit different because, you know, I just got over having a cold.
I think everyone, that means this is probably a fake Dr. Tom Servo, since he's explaining why he sounds different. So
I just want
be suspicious of this voicemail.
I wanted to call in and tell you that I love man butts. I just can't stop looking at them.
Okay, fake man. Dr. Tom Servo. I'm not going to play this voicemail where you slander the real Dr. Tom Servo. I'm sorry, Dr. Tom Servo. From the Discord. I shouldn't have let that get through. That was
Hey, Brad. This
good.
Is D-Lo Doc from Vegas. You know, I've been a listener for 4 or 5 years now, and I got a few things I need to get off my chest. I've been a Patreon supporter for about the last 5 years or so, and I'm pretty pissed off. You know, the amount of information and entertainment that I've been able to get from those hobosodes is ridiculously worth the $5 that I pay per month, and it blows me away.
I totally agree.
There are still people out there that are not willing to pay that $5 a month for those extra hobo sites.
I know.
I don't care about what excuse you have. I've come up with a list of things here to make it so people don't have an excuse, okay? If you've got a kid, you complain, oh, kids are expensive, this and that. Did you know that Huggies are 34 cents a piece? If you eliminate one diaper change per day, you can afford hobo sites.
Yeah, just let your kids run around naked. And then clean your carpets every once in a while. Your carpets will get all squishy, probably, but that just saves money on plumbing, on the water bill.
In 14 days, okay? I don't want to hear no more excuses from parents. If you're a smoker,
fucking parents.
You're in Vegas, a pack of cigarettes, $7. That's 23 cents per cigarette.
I suggest robbing a bank and sending the money to me via Patreon.
If you smoke one less cigarette per day within 21 days, you have enough time and money to afford the hobosodes per month, okay?
Yeah.
People that say,
stupids.
Oh, gas, my commute, oh, it's too expensive to drive, gas can't afford a hobosode. If you drive 5 miles per hour less on your way to work, depending on how far your commute is, you're going to save $46 per month in fuel.
Holy shit.
That's a million hobosodes that you can fucking do, all right? I don't want to hear no more excuses. Smoke less cigarettes, drive slower to work, put your goddamn kid in a shitty diaper to bed every night and go listen to a fucking hobo.
Or just don't have kids. Instead of having kids, spend all your money on me.
So, all right, Brad.
The way to
love
do
your
it.
Shit. Keep it going. Cactus.
All right. Thank you for all of the ideas for listeners who aren't supporters of the show. You know, another way to make money is just to sell something that is somewhat valuable but has a lot of sentimental value to you. You know, just sell it and then use that money to pay for a couple years of hobosodes. You can take a photo of it before you lose it forever. And the photo's good enough, right? Sell some family heirlooms.
Hey, Roy, Miguel B. here, man.
Hey, Miguel.
I haven't called in a while, but I've been listening to you pretty much every week.
Okay.
Sometimes
every day. You were going to say every day. And you had to correct yourself, like, oh, shit, I don't listen to Brad that much.
But anyway, listen, I just heard your most recent snowplow show, and I think today is October 10th. But, man, awesome, dude. And don't ever give up your website.
Thanks.
Don't just rely on external shit going on, right? Because that shit could change from day to day.
Yeah.
Your piece of shit website is fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Keep the situation going. Love you, man.
All right. Thanks, bye. Miguel. Yeah, I'm just annoyed that I don't have the time to work on the website more often because I'm doing shows all the time.
Hey, Brad.
That's my excuse anyway.
You receive a lot of phone numbers every day, and you probably go through a ton of them. I was just wondering if you have ever received a number that you found really weird or spooky in a way. You weren't sure what was going on. I mean, I'm sure you get the fax machines and all that.
Those are my favorite.
I was wondering if you have recently or ever just received a number and you didn't even know what it was, and it was just kind of weird. All right, thanks. Bye.
No. I mean, if I did, I would definitely play that on the show if it was something really weird or spooky, but I can't really think of anything. I mean, people try to send me, like, you know, police stations and stuff. That's not really weird or spooky. That's just kind of a dick thing to do. And you know me, I always play all the weird error messages that I get. Anything out of the ordinary, I leave in the show.
Hey, Roy, it's Rex. I'm calling you today from Hello.
Hey, Rex.
And, you know, I was in the Sheckle store the other day, and they had some cactus erasers, so I picked two up for you, and I'm going to be in America in about a week or two. And I thought, maybe I'll take them with me and mail them to you.
Yeah.
But then I realized I don't know how to do that. And,
yeah. Did you also realize that I probably don't use pencils in 2019?
Like, I'm not going to give you my email address because I think you're a scammer.
Yeah.
And
it's best to just throw those in the trash. That's the safest thing to do.
I don't need that business. So how do I get these to you?
I'd say you should just leave them somewhere in public or just mail them to a random person and just hope that the universe can take care of the rest. And they'll somehow get to me. I bet you that'll happen. That's what I would do. I hope it works, because I sure could use something cactus-themed mailed to me. I don't get enough of that, especially something as useful as an eraser.
Hey, Brad. This is Tasha from Texas.
Hey, Tasha.
You haven't played my voicemails, damn it.
Sorry.
But it's all right.
Yeah, this one is from September 20th, and I think I did play a voicemail from Tasha a few shows ago. You know, I'm still catching up. On September, that's all I've got left is September.
I just wanted to say that this show was the better show than the last show, because the last show kind of sucked.
Oh, wow, thanks.
So, anyways, take care, Brad. Bye.
Tasha calling in to let me know one of my shows sucked. Thanks, Tasha. I think that's going to do it. That's a great voicemail to end on, that one of my shows sucked. I don't even know which one she was talking about. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Economy Lunch, Billy S., Raiden Digital, Amanda D., and Mr. John. You guys are awesome for supporting the show. Thanks everyone for supporting the show, who supports the show. And if you're not supporting the show, why aren't you supporting the show? You need to go to patreon.com/phonelosers and support the show. That'd be nice. I'd sure appreciate it. But seriously, lots of love to everyone out there that supports the show. It's because of you that I do this all week and get to work on weird prank call projects every day of my life. My own personal hell is kind of awesome, to be honest. I'm sure having fun. I'm ending today's show with some cake. Here's some cake, everyone.
The grave digger puts on the forceps. The stone mason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch now. But I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh no. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
goats go to hell.
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Carol. I'm with NASA.
And, who are you with?
With NASA, you know, the space agency.
The what?
Space agency. I'm here in Florida. I'm in NASA. You know, astronauts?
I don't know who that...
You don't know what NASA is?
I don't
is?
Know who NASA is.
Yeah, you know
no,
who...
honey, I don't know who NASA is.
Everybody knows who NASA is. Don't... You're... Listen, we had to scrap a $5 million experiment because of you today, because you wouldn't give Chuck Pendleton permission for it. Hello, Paul? 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 Hello, Paul? Paul disappeared.